David was a child that I had in my class that was the most strong-willed child I'd ever had over all my years of teaching. He was bossy. He could get defiant if he didn't get his way. He would bully and badger to get his way. I noticed that all the kids were well trained by him to do whatever he said. They were worried that they knew they better. So nothing I tried worked. In desperation, I got this idea, brainstorm, and I had a one-to-one meeting with him, and I told him, I noticed he was a leader. And he looked at me, what's she talking about? And I said, whatever you tell the kids to do, they follow. He nodded his head and he agreed with me. And then I told him that he could be a great leader someday. He could be the mayor. He could be a senator, a governor, even a president. And then I told him that I would be glad to work with him to train him to be a leader. And I said, do you want to do that? And he said, yeah, nodded his head. And I said, well, of course you know that being a leader means you have to be a great role model of positive good behavior so the other kids will copy that too. And he agreed. And I made him a part-time circle leader, giving him some things to do during circle time leading it. The kids all followed, and his behavior was awesome doing it. And I told the kids that I was training him to be a leader for when he was older. I gave him other responsibilities, too. David's behavior completely changed. He loved being a leader. You can use this strategy, too. Empower the child who's strong-willed with a responsibility. Give that child meaningful roles. When they feel trusted and important, their natural determination is channeled positively, and they're more likely to cooperate and take initiative. This strategy is in this Saturday seminar, and I hope you'll attend. It's packed with lots more strategies that work, and that seminar is called Help! I love saying that. I can't handle this child. Have a great day. And remember, you are a difference maker.